fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
The GV's hit 96.9. Can we be friends? Get up with Jess and Tommy. Doing it for Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Thursday. Thanks for getting up with us.
Looks like a cracker outside.
Absolutely. Hey, does anyone apologise to their appliances?
No.
I dropped my electric toothbrush this morning and I found myself apologising, like, oh, sorry. Who did I just apologise to?
That is very odd.
I know.
You are up at 4:30 in the morning, so I guess you can be forgiven.
A little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
But sometimes I close the oven door a little bit too hard, like if I use my foot to kick it up or something, because it's down the bottom underneath the stove.
Mm.
And if I slam it too hard, I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, what am I doing? I've watched too much Toy Story and movies where, like, the appliances talk to each other and...
What appliances are talking in Toy Story?
Well, like, toys, whatever. It's not that far of a stretch that the appliances
you
would also
be careful.
Have personalities.
You hate talking about artificial intelligence and things coming
I know.
To life.
So
you'd want to treat them a bit more respectfully.
Maybe that's why subconsciously I'm like, be nice to the appliances because when they take over and they uprise... They'll know that I was the polite one who always apologised and was a bit too rough.
Yeah.
And they'll spare me when they all enslave humanity.
You are a fool.
Oh, dystopian man. Hey, coming up next on 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you. Can friends of the opposite sex sleep over?
It's a long debated issue, this one.
This really has. And a text message has gone viral out of the United States, just kind of re-sparked it online. We're going to take your calls on the other side of your Konski wake up, shake up. On the GV's hit, 96.9. Is it a thing to let friends of the opposite sex sleep over? I know this is a conversation that has happened many, many times, but we're talking about it today specifically because a text message out of the United States has gone viral recently. A young man messaging the mum of his friend whose house he wanted to sleep over. And the text message reads, "Hey, Mrs. Shelton, this is Mason Brian Barclay. I'm one of Houston's new best friends. If she had people over on Friday, would I, a very homosexual male, be able to take part in the sleepover? I think the common meaning behind only allowing the same sex to share sleepovers is due to the typical interest in the common sex, when in this case, I do not like the opposite sex. Thank you for your time and consideration. Have a great night. Amen." Now,
did he say amen?
He said amen at the end of it. A very well-worded message from a young guy. Now, what's gone viral, though, is Mrs. Shelton's response, which read, "Well, my husband is hot. Should I worry?" Hardy ha ha. Very, very funny. We don't actually know if Mason Brian Barclay was allowed to sleep over with Houston. We do not have any more of the text message correspondence. But it begs the question, is it a thing? Is it allowed? I remember growing up, I was not allowed to stay at boys' houses. They were not allowed to stay at mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that moved over into when I was in relationships as well. So it was a blanket rule.
Well, I have an 8-year age gap between myself and my sister. So when I was 18, 19, 20, she was like 10, 11, 12. So my parents didn't want me having girls sleep over because then they thought, she would see that and think that was the thing to do.
Got ya.
Which is interesting because it doesn't make sense that they're happy for me, a boy, to have a girl sleep over. They're not happy for their daughter to sleep at a boy's house.
Oh, that's a whole other conversation, isn't it? The difference for how sons and daughters are treated.
I don't think you can actually have a black and white rule here. I think there's a lot of grey areas. Are some of you in relationships? Is one of you not? Are you best friends? Are you only recently friends? Is it a work colleague? Are you staying in the same bed? Are you staying in the same room? Like,
there's so many
questions.
There are a lot of considerations. That's why we want to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. Do you have a rule in your family? How does it work in your household? Are your kids coming to you saying, hey, I want my best mate to sleep over, and their best mate is of the opposite sex? Nadine got involved on Facebook and said, if it's a group sleepover and everyone slept in the same room, it would be okay. No one would want to do anything in front of their friends.
Right.
Because I guess that is the implied concern that something is going to happen behind closed doors.
And I guess it depends what your religious beliefs are as well. I've got mates from my cricket club who were into their 30s and they were engaged but weren't married yet. And they, when they slept over at their parents' house, they had to sleep in separate beds.
Isn't that interesting? My dad always had the rule, my house, my rules.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. So on 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you. Is it a thing for friends of the opposite sex to sleep over? We're talking, is it a thing to let friends of the opposite sex sleep over? It's been a hotly debated issue for centuries, I guess. Everyone's got their own parenting ideas and kids, I'm sure, have had many a fight about it. I know I had, and my dad always used to say, my house, my rules.
But it even becomes a bit grey, you know, once you're an adult.
Exactly. Is it, you know, if you're in a relationship, is it suggestive? Is it going to lead to some things?
Yeah, is it business related? Like, you know, are you going in a conference somewhere with someone and you have to share a room? Are you both married? Like, what's the deal?
What's the deal? On 13, 12, 16, we're taking your calls now. Brielle, good friend of the show. What do you think? Is it a thing for friends of the opposite sex to spend the night?
Yeah, look, I think it is. I remember when I was, like, in prep, I had a really good friend, and, you know, he was a boy, and we used to, like, have sleepovers, and we used to, like, have baths together, but we'd be, like, in our babies and stuff, and then, I don't know, Mum just always let me have, you know, boys stay over, because I didn't really have many girlfriends, so I had more guy friends, and she thought that it was okay, just as long as, you know, nothing was going wrong. And, you know, I've got a boyfriend now, and just 2 weeks ago, I had my best mate, who's a guy, and we've grown up together. I had him stay over, and...
Is this the same guy from the bath, Brielle?
No, different guy.
Well, that's so interesting, because I wonder if the way you're raised, you know, Brielle was raised that, you know, she could have boys stay over and it wasn't an issue, and now it's still not an issue for either her or her boyfriend right
now. Yeah, I think, and it would change the way you view those relationships. What do you mean? It's platonic. There's nothing sus here. And then Whereas when you put this whole stigma is, no, you must be kept apart, either separate rooms or not at all, it does create a bit more of that, well, I want to rebel, I want to do it. So it's an interesting, stigma around it.
Brielle, thanks so much for getting involved.
That's all right. See you guys.
See Brielle.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
And coming up next, is anything universally loved, Tommy?
Probably not, no.
Well, according to Reddit, yes. But first...
Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
So we all know how bad waste is. Basically, like... I'm going to go 80% of things you buy from the supermarket come in a packet that you end up throwing out. How much easier would life be if that packet was also edible?
Oh, God, yes.
So an Indonesian company...
It's like when you put soup in a bread bowl.
What's a bread bowl?
It's a bowl made out of bread. So then you eat the bowl at the end of it!
Is that a thing?
That's a thing, champy.
Oh, wow. I've seen people take, like... You know those cob loaves of bread?
Yeah.
Hollow it out and then they put dip in that hollowed out bread.
Yeah.
And they
don't hollow it out as much. Put it with soup.
Wow.
You eat the bowl. No waste. Also no cleaning.
Okay, so this Indonesian company has developed edible packaging in a bid to eliminate waste. So this Indonesian-based startup company called EvoWare, they hope to replace plastic with its biodegradable seaweed packaging that can be eaten along with the food inside.
Aw, I don't care for seaweed.
Oh, but I still, thought you'd be all about it.
Well, this is the thing, Tommy. I wouldn't eat the seaweed, but seaweed will still decompose better than a plastic packaging would.
Yeah.
So either way, it's a win-win. If you are so inclined to make something out of seaweed, you can make your own sushi. By all means, but I just don't like seaweed.
What else could you do besides sushi? Is there any other way that people...
Can enjoy seaweed?
Yeah, that people stereotypically eat seaweed?
I've seen seaweed as an ingredient in crackers.
Oh, yeah? I've seen it in an ingredient in ramen and sometimes pho.
Oh, there you go. Put in a soup. Oh, my God. Put in the bread bowl.
So did you know Indonesia creates the second most plastic waste in the world and most of it ends up in the ocean and rivers? So good on Indonesia... Well, the Indonesian company, for going, hey guys, what can we do about this?
They're not the largest country. They don't have the largest population.
No, definitely not.
They've got the second highest...
plastic waste in the world.
That's blowing my tiny mind.
Yeah. Well, seaweed's biodegradable. It sucks up carbon dioxide while growing and is grown without fertilizers, water, or any other resources.
So if the seaweed is ending up in the ocean, that's fine. Because that's the seaweed's natural habitat.
It is. And imagine if, like, we got to a stage where we didn't only have seaweed packaging, they could have seaweed plastic bags. Then you had all your shopping in the seaweed plastic bag. If you spilled some soy sauce in the seaweed plastic bag, you're fine. Just put some rice in it, you got your sushi.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
One of my mates just tagged me in. Are you familiar with Perez Hilton?
Yeah, he's that American gossip.
Yeah.
Celebrity
gossip
guy.
Really big
guy.
In the noughties. Mm. I think he's gone a little bit quiet now. I think he's settled down. He's just had a family. Mm. And my friend just sent me this video being like, who's this guy? This guy's kidding himself. Now, this is a video on his Instagram feed, The Perez Hilton, talking about his new baby daughter's name and the disservice that he has done her. Check this out.
I was second-guessing myself at first because my daughter was born in Missouri, and nobody in that hospital could pronounce Maite's name. None of the nurses, my surrogate couldn't pronounce it. It was challenging for them. So that's why also I'm making this video. Maite. 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 Maite.
Is something wrong with him? Why does he keep saying that?
Because he's saying no one knows how to pronounce it. Now,
that's his daughter's name.
That's his daughter's name. Now, if your own surrogate cannot pronounce the name, what do you think the rest of the world is going to struggle? This little girl is going to spend all her life trying to correct people. And also, Tommy, get this. This is the message my friend sent me. Who's he kidding? His daughter's name's Mate. It's spelled M-A-Y-T-E.
Yeah, it's Mate.
If she ever comes down under, people are going to call her Mate. Her passport, Mate? That's an interesting name. It's actually Maite. Do you want me to play you my dad's video?
Oh, what a goose.
Don't do it to your kids.
Call her Sarah or Megan or something, Mate.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, we all know that Oprah is really rich. She is so rich, in fact, that she admitted when she was chatting to Ellen recently that she hasn't actually been to the bank in 29 years until recently.
I went to the bank recently because I hadn't been to the bank since 1988.
What did you go to the bank for?
To deposit $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. I just wanted
like
to.
Like a check?
Yeah. I just wanted to go there and just to do it, just to see.
You stood in line?
I stood in line.
And deposited $1 million?
Yeah, just to do it.
Wow. How did that feel?
It felt fantastic.
I bet it did.
It was fantastic.
That's fantastic. That's all.
Actually, it was $2 million.
Just how there's two rich ladies having a laugh.
Having a good old cackle they are. Can you imagine being in the bank that day when Oprah was just standing there?
I know. Surely she goes to like a superstar bank. She's not going to the branch on the corner.
Of Morden Friars.
Surely not.
Well, why would she have any need to go to the bank other than deposit a check? But she could
for
get
giggles,
someone.
Obviously.
Yeah, for kids. But also, what else is she doing?
What else is she doing these days?
But it just made me think of some nostalgic things that people might have used to, you know, do back in the day that you don't really do anymore. Because there's so much online banking, no one really has the need to go into the branch. Post office. I don't go to the post office. I don't even post letters.
Tommy, would you believe that yesterday, in a 24-hour period, not only did I deposit some coins at a bank in a branch, but I also went to the post office to send something back?
How old are you?
26.
75.
How else do you send something? If you
what are you sending?
Extensions. They were the wrong colour. I had to send them back.
Hair extensions.
Yeah, so I had to go in, get an express post bag. You can't do that online.
Yeah, but what? Okay. Do you mind if we delve a bit deeper into the hair extension thing?
Absolutely.
Why are they mailing them to you?
Because I bought them online.
Oh, that's dangerous, I feel.
I know. It's my own fault why I bought a coloured specific thing online. I know. It's my own fault.
Okay, right.
But I literally, that's so funny, the two you said I went yesterday and did.
Okay, hopefully I've got a couple more that you haven't done. Public phone box.
Yeah, okay. I don't know who's using those.
No.
Who has coins anymore to use the public phones?
Well, that rolls into my next one. Paying by cash.
Yeah.
When was the last time you paid in cash anywhere? Well, I guess you said you went to the bank to get coins, so I mean.
Well, to get rid of the coins because I don't like carrying them around.
Yes.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went down to the milk bar?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
/ corner store.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And that's on me, I guess.
Mm, just some nostalgic things.
Yeah,
I want
a paddle pop on a Saturday arvo.
Yeah.
Where else am I getting paddle pops from?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Other than the milk bar. You need to really have a look at
individual is what I mean.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can buy a six pack. that supermarket.
Is anyone buying those six packs at the supermarket?
Oh, absolutely. Hello, summer is around the corner. People would be stocking up their freezers with the paddle pops.
Yeah, okay. How many paddle pops do you reckon Oprah could buy $2 million?
All the paddle pops in the world.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Is anything really universally loved? Like, if we interviewed the 7 billion people on this planet, could we find one thing that everybody loves?
The only thing that comes to mind, I would say, would be sleep.
Sleep is a great one.
I can't think of anything else that everyone loves.
Well, neither. And really, 7 billion people, the chances, very slim.
Yeah.
Very slim. Mint slices, maybe?
Yeah, but a lot of people, I was going to say chocolate, but a lot of people just aren't a sweet tooth. Yeah. They would rather the cheese.
Or they might be allergic.
Yes.
There could be mitigating factors here, but...
Can people be allergic to chocolate?
Absolutely. Lactose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cocoa. Like, anything.
I feel sorry for those people.
Mate, people are allergic to grass.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat grass, you eat chocolate.
Yeah, true. But people have taken to Reddit to find out if anything is universally loved. I'm going to run you through a couple of the suggestions.
Oh, here we go.
Red pandas, The Legend of Zelda, Keanu Reeves, running jokes into the ground. I thought that was a good one.
That's funny.
Steve Irwin. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's...
No one's going to say anything bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that one could slip through the cracks.
Okay.
Puns.
I think everyone does love a pun.
Everyone loves a pun. Puppies.
Yeah.
But again, I think the allergy factor could come in here. People are allergic to dogs.
And also cat lovers. They wouldn't love puppies.
They might like them.
Yeah.
Tolerate them.
Yeah.
True. Reddit. I think that was someone from Reddit who suggested Reddit is universally loved.
I disagree.
I liked this one, and I swear it wasn't me. Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla and Solar City, is going to put people on Mars.
Not enough people know who he is for him to be universally loved.
Yeah, but then you start a conversation, and then you win them over. Natalie Dormer, who plays Marjorie from Game of Thrones. But again, you, I think, are the one person who would say no. Because you haven't seen it, one person on the planet.
Yeah, but she was in Hunger Games. She was all right, though.
Yeah, true. But I think they specifically mean as Queen Marjorie.
Oh, right.
From Game of Thrones. But hey, if we remove that, Natalie Dormer.
Okay.
Is Natalie Dormer taking out this list?
Is that the last one on the list?
The last one, I think, is the winner.
Okay.
What is universally loved, according to Reddit? Complaining.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I was the victim of a robber. I don't know how many robbers, but there were robbers. Here is what took place yesterday on Instagram. Look, you can't just go up to someone else's desk and take that many jelly beans without their permission. Had they asked, I would have shared. But to come in this morning at 5 o'clock, very early, I thought, who the... is taking my jelly beans. This is
so petty. Look how many are still in here, you petulant little child not sharing his toys.
Yeah, but I will share, but they're mine. You can't just take my things.
You absolutely can. When there's that many, you don't need to ask. It's like Staples.
So if you've got a full tank of petrol, I can just take your keys and take for a drive?
Not the same. It's not the same.
Why?
It's not an equivalent analogy. That's not equivalent.
It is most certainly equivalent. You own the petrol, I own the jelly bean. Don't take them. Okay, so I had won a guess the amount of jelly beans in the jar competition. There was 671 jelly beans in the jar.
674. You guessed 671.
Yeah, whatever.
No, this is a numbers game, champion. Don't make like I'm the one obsessed with details.
I had eaten 20 of the jelly beans. Yesterday, I poured all the jelly beans out of the jar and I counted them. There was 125 jelly beans missing from the jar. Now, I will shake the jar of jelly beans and you can hear all the empty spaces for yourselves. If the jar was full, you wouldn't hear any noise.
Now, Tommy, we probably should introduce the laughter that's going on, that third mysterious laughter. One of the culprits, you believe, behind the jelly bean theft.
Yeah, Boss Billy. What do you have to say for yourself? Because we all know that you were part of the gang that stole my 125 jelly beans. And I would like to be reimbursed for the missing jelly beans.
Okay. I'm glad you invited me in. 20 years in the business. Just, you know, you need something sorted. Call in Boss Billy. Okay. So, there were four potential robbers.
Okay.
Right. Tegan, Gemma, and Sean.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, they just started, like, hoofing straight into them.
Did they?
It was a blame game, Tommy. It's a blame game.
And you're telling me Workday Gem was hoofing into them.
And I thought at that stage, okay, this must be... Oh, there's my alarm.
Oh,
sorry about
20
that,
years into the business. Doesn't turn his phone on silent.
Oh, there's a...
You know what? That could have been one of the three he just blamed.
Yeah.
Starting to
call. It probably
call.
Is. Yeah. I thought it was fair game at that point, so I grabbed a handful.
Okay.
Handful. What are we thinking? He's got pretty
Maybe
big palms, Tommy.
I'm going to grab
10?
A handful now and I'm going to count them.
Okay.
Probably 10.
So there's a handful.
I went back to the desk with probably about 10. And I thought, you know what? Tommy Cash is looking after us here because we all need that sugar hit in
the
afternoon.
At 3 o'clock in an arvo.
A handful of jelly beans is about 18. So I'd say a handful is closer to 20. I just grabbed a handful then and there was 18. And you got bigger hands than me.
I just wanted to say, though, thank you so much for having our back when we were, like, really struggling at 3 in the afternoon. You had our back, Tommy. Unfortunately, we didn't have yours,
yeah,
though.
No, you didn't.
Well, this is begging the question. And on 13, 12, 16, we want to... You can have your say. Is Tommy being a petty little child and is a big jar of jelly beans, you know, fair game if they're on your desk? Or... is he in the right? Do you have to ask no matter what the product?
I think if something is on someone's desk, that is not free game. If I'd have left them in the kitchen, if I'd have left them on the, you know, communal table that we all eat at, fair game. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Should Boss Billy, Tegan, Workday Gem and Sean, all the robbers who ate my jelly beans, should they buy me jelly beans that they ate? I need to hear from you, 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon? Give us a call. Right now, though, we're talking about a very important issue. I won a jar of jelly beans. I left them in the office and I came back and some people in the office had eaten them. And I just want to be reimbursed for the jelly beans that they took. I've actually counted them and they took 125 of the jelly beans because I knew how many I ate. There was 674 in the jar. They took 125.
I just feel like you were going to share them anyway. You're not going to eat that many. You're being a child.
All right. Paul and Shepherd, mate, what are your thoughts? Does Boss Billy need to pay me back for these jelly beans he took?
And what are your thoughts? Thievery. Tommy keeps using the word thievery.
Yeah, that's definitely thievery, especially if they didn't ask.
Yeah, they didn't ask. I'd gone home for the day and I came back the next morning and the jelly bean jar had clearly diminished.
Paul, do you not think, I said to Tommy, I was like, but you wouldn't eat that many anyway. You were going to share them. He was going to offer them out anyway. So people just cut out that step in the process and help themselves.
It's besides the point. It's just rude manners.
Yeah.
It's no manners at all to just help yourself. If he offered, then that's fair enough. But maybe, you don't know, maybe Tommy wanted to make them last a year and so he didn't have to buy any more jelly beans.
Paul, you haven't met the people we work with. Thanks so much for the call, buddy. You are in the draw for our prize for the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Football Festival. All right, good luck. Thanks, champ.
See you, legend.
Another favourite, Amy in Yarrawonga. What are your thoughts on the jelly bean saga?
I think that the people who have taken them need to buy Tommy more jelly beans.
Yes.
Not because Tommy's being is right, but because they were stupid enough to get caught.
Oh,
yeah, good. Amy. I'll say that.
So, now, Amy, what do you reckon? Because we were talking about this. Should compensation be more jelly beans, or should we put a monetary amount on it?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? A buck a jelly bean?
I reckon a buck 50 per jelly bean.
A buck
50. And I reckon $3 for the black ones because they're gross.
Yeah.
Oh, you reckon the gross ones are more expensive?
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, it's not question Amy's logic.
Yeah, exactly. Amy, you're on my side. Normally you're on Jess's, so thanks so much for getting involved. You're in the draw for the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival.
You're most welcome, Tommy.
See you, mate.
See ya.
And Dave in Shepparton, finally, what are your thoughts on this jelly bean saga?
Well, I reckon Tommy's got the deal there. He won them and they are his, but more important, Boss, what are you doing? You've got two hands, mate, two piles.
Paul, don't encourage...
Dave.
Dave, don't... Dave, why are you encouraging Boss Billy to steal more of my jelly beans for?
Yeah, well, he can. He's the boss. He can replace them.
Well...
He's the boss.
He does pay us. Dave, do you think he should replace them?
Oh, I think you're a nice, kind-giving person, mate, so I reckon you can share.
Oh, now it makes me hard to ask for a back.
Dave, you've got him there. You've got him there. Thanks so much for getting involved. We're going to put you in the draw for the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival, all right?
No worries. Appreciate that.
Legend. Thanks, Dave.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.